in the middle of Psukei Dezimra for these things. So you can see, right, you have the Dal about three lines down, the beginning of the line. It says, V'chein modim d'rabbanon, kedusha v'baruch.
What page are
we? You have the right page. You have to find the Dalit, but we're a few lines down. We were in the middle last time. We didn't finish.
Okay.
So if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra and the Chazaris Hashatz gets up to modim d'rabbanon, I don't know. It sounds to me like it came very late, but right, if someone came late enough that he's in Psukei Dezimra, maybe you have to daven in a slower minyan or something. Or I'm saying, if you already said the skeleton of Psukei Dezimra, you said Baruch Shamar, you said Ashrei, you said maybe one or two Alukas, and then you said Yishtabach, and then you daven in Baruch so that you can make Tefillah B'Tzibur, right? And then you come back to say Psukei Dezimra. Right, there are no restrictions on what you can answer that, because you're not between brachas anymore. You're just making it up. There's a discussion in the Magen Avraham whether that's efficacious to begin with, because once you davened, what's the inyan of going back? All right, but some never like to skip anything. They want to say it straight. So the point of that last statement is that tefillah b'tzibur, right, trumps the Gemara. It says the Olam Yisader Adam Shichol Shel Makom V'Achar Kach Yispalel.
What does that mean?
You should praise God before davening. Now we accomplish that in the Shemona Esrei itself, because the first three brachos are praises of God. Shevach, then Bakasha, then Hodah. Okay. So if you're coming in so late that you're worried that you won't make Tefillah B'Tzibur, you won't make Basikin, or whatever else is consideration of Shemon Esrei, then Al Pi Halacha you should skip Psukei Dezimra altogether. But at the very least, you're coming in and you're seeing, oh, they're up to Oz Yashir already. Let me just say Baruch Shamar as well. I have my Tefillin on already. Let me just say a little bit. Then after you finish your Shemon Esrei with them, should you go back and say these Prakim? All right, just saying that this is a discussion. If that's where you're in the middle when they're saying Modim D'Rabbanan, which is that's the more common situation, right? No, of course you should interrupt. You should interrupt for Baruch HaVashmo too. You know what I'm saying? You're not in that in-between brachas status. Okay, let's go on. So Kedusha or Baruch Hu is the more common example. You're a few minutes late and they get up to Baruch Hu and you're still in Halalukas, so say Baruch Hu with them. But not Baruch Hu Shmo, but Amen, yes. Okay. V'chein yuchal likro kriyas Shma im ha-tzibur. Shekein hu adin shetzarech likro imahem pasuk rishon shel Shma. Okay, even though that's not like a Dovah Shabikdusha, but if they get up to Shma Yisrael Shem HaKen HaShem Echad, you should always say that when you hear those words. Like if they started now, they started the early part, we should stop Shma Yisrael. Domain. And that's not a kiddush for us. We're not sitting here in the middle of Psukei Dezimra.
I noticed that also true before Psukei Dezimra.
Of course.
If you say those words, essentially what you're saying?
Yeah, that's not considered an interruption. Remember the parable I gave yesterday where you're trying to impress somebody and then all of a sudden in the middle of a sentence, you just turn around and walk away instead of, right? So who are you saying Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem Echad to? So he's saying it to Hashem. So okay, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. No, because who said to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? I don't know where that comes from. Certainly not from the Talmud. So
where
don't interrupt.
Where is it?
We discussed that last time. Huh? Rosh, the Rokeach, it's Rishonim. Okay. All right. So that's it. Okay. I just want to say a bit of a chiddush from what he says. The word kedusha, because he doesn't outline it here. But we would think the pashtus of what he means when he says kedusha here is you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, they reach kedusha. What's the pashtus of that? Kedusha in
Shemoneh
Esrei. But there's another kedusha earlier. It's kedusha
Diotzer. Yeah.
Right. That one's more likely that you run into when you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra because you're davening slow. They went too fast, and they're already in Birchas Kriyat Shema. I'm still here in Oz Yashir, right? So there's a Kedusha they're saying there too. Does he mean that you should just say Kadosh, 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 and Tzimus Malot Zgodo with him and Baruch Hu Hashem Kamo? That's all, just those two lines, because that's when they call us to say that, everyone's got to say that. Karzel Zevi Amar. You don't want to. You don't want to not respond when you hear that. Right. So that's a psak we find in the Magen Avraham also, is that when you hear kedusha, the only time you should not respond to kedusha, but you should stop listen in Shmei Ka'onet, is if you're in, only if you're in your own Shmoneh Esrei, which is a common occurrence if you're davening in a minyan where they're starting there's a shot spoil, you're still davening. Mm-hmm. You should stop and listen. Taisva says that no, stopping and listening is the problem. That's that you're gonna be mafsik if Shmei Ka'onet. Taisva thinks Shmei Ka'onet puts you more into the game than Rashi does. A few other cases also. Right? Rashi says no, Shmei Ka'onet is enough to get credit for saying it, but not enough to get punished for interrupting. You know. To really,
the halakha might in the middle. Stop.
Yeah, Taisva says at the end says I disagree with Rashi, but the practice of the Olam is like Rashi. Mm-hmm. Stop and listen. But otherwise, if you hear kedusha wherever you are, say the kedusha. Right? I mean, maybe when you have different minyanim, kedusha the sidra from stomach too. I mean, because I have today I have a class funeral.